And it's time to let the dogs out.
Who let the nuggets out? Hoot, hoot,
hoot, hoot. Nadia's Nuggets. Getting Nadia to focus on a break. Finally, Nadia's Nuggets on Laser 103.3.
The nugget today is Jeter. He is a big Yankees baseball fan. Or somebody was at the era. Mike Seabrick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. So Jeter is his name. Somebody at the ARL likes the Yankees. Do we know that for a fact? Or?
I would hope not, but I suppose during the naming process, it slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, I know. It's like somebody who hates Yankees. I'm just okay with the name here.
I mean, Jeter's a good dog name, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but you're thinking of dreamy Derek Jeter and the fruit baskets he gives his conquest the morning they leave his apartment.
It's not like they named him Roethlisberger or something. You know, it's like a good dog name. Jeter is a good dog name. Same with like Sosa or something.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah. He's chilling right under my chair right now. He's taking a load off. He's had a long day. Long, long day. Huh, buddy? And he's imprinted on you. He likes you.
He walked with me down the hall, which is a little like, oh no, now I need to adopt him.
Oh, rats. Oh, darn it. Moose has got to get the dog now. Yeah. Moose opened the door to get coffee and Jeter was like, oh, where are you going, bud? Smoke break? I'll come with you.
Yeah. You got some Chesterfields for me?
And he went into the kitchen, stuck his head in the dishwasher.
So he's 4 years old. He looks like a mix, right, Mike?
Yeah, we have him listed as a shepherd, but I'd say how thick his coat is, maybe some husky. He's got some black spots on his tongue, which sometimes is representative of a chow. So kind of a mix of a little bit of everything.
He'll be warm in the winter.
Yeah.
I would really consider adopting him, but we wouldn't be good dog parents right now.
Yes, you would. You'd be a great dog parent.
No, it's tough enough with... Well, Mabel.
Yeah, but he seems like he does well with, I mean, everybody. He takes treats really nicely. Mm-hmm. He's house trained.
Nice and chill.
I mean, someone's already put in all the work for him.
Yeah, he's so easygoing, happy-go-lucky is how I would describe him.
Yeah, he seems very mellow. I mean, not in a like a comatose sort of way, but, you know, he's not, you know, he came in the studio with some animals. It's like, what's this? What's going on here?
Yeah.
He's just kind of like, I'm going to go check this out. I'm going to go over here and look at that. Seems all right. All right, cool.
This is up to code. Let me smell this. There's no gases in here. Okay. But yeah, he's just, I mean, like, he's just a good dog. I don't really have, he can sit. He knows stay. He can give you his paw. I mean, he's just a really good dog.
What's he doing now, laying down?
He sure is. I mean, he's 4 in dog years. That's like, what?
28, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's at the mark where he stopped caring.
And he's got that kind of thicker, he's really soft and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real soft, like nice coat, not like kind of abrasive.
Yeah.
Like I had a German Shepherd, they had kind of that kind of almost wiry, thick coat that wasn't really soft. He's very soft. I don't know if he just had a bath or something. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he has some kind of winter dog breed in him, whether a Malamute or Husky, because his coat is so thick and so soft.
But not super shaggy. Not super sheddy.
He's really just like a perfect dog.
Which, like Mike pointed out earlier, it'll probably change in spring when it warms up. But,
right. You
know, he's not, hair's not everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good dog. You know, I think you could do a lot worse than if you took a flyer on Jeter here. 4-year-old. Yeah. Mixed breed, probably shepherd, maybe some, winter dog, like Mike was saying.
There's no,
go
like...
Go to ARL starting at 11 and maybe go meet him.
There's no, like, big, like, health problem with him. I mean, really, I'm confused as to why he's sitting here, because he's just, like, a perfect
dog. Yeah, was he a stray, or was he a release, or...
I think he was one that was just left in the kennels overnight, so we don't have a whole lot of history on him. But on the medical side, he does have, I don't know if you noticed when he came in, he's kind of has a limp, so we think he might have some early onset arthritis. My hypothesis is... He's pretty thick, and he came in even bigger, so maybe he carried a little too much weight.
Oh.
So I think weight management may need some pain meds. I don't think the arthritis will be a huge deal, but just want to put that disclaimer out there. I still think everyone should come up and meet him. He's just the sweetest boy, but we do like to be full disclosure right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So ARL's going to be at the Great Iowa Pet Expo, which, what is the Pet Expo?
It's an expo where you can come learn about pets. We're going to have adoptable dogs out there. We're going to be doing DNA Day. So come adopt Jeter today and then bring him to the Pet Expo on Saturday. And you can find out what breeds he is instead of just having us guess.
Hmm.
Very cool. Are there going to be... There's other shelters then at the expo, yeah?
Yep, shelters. Different kinds of like dog and cat foods, toys, stuff like that.
Ooh.
So kind of everything pet all in one place out at the fairgrounds.
Can I get a Halloween costume for a pet there if I want?
I'm going to err on the side of saying yes, but I really don't know.
Oh, okay. Are you going to get a Halloween costume for your dog?
Well, my dog and I like to do on Halloween is shut all the lights off and pretend like we're not
on the cover of darkness.
You, your dog, and a lot of people.
The doorbell rings and the dog's like, I'm not even going to bark because I don't want them to know I'm here.
You ever get the kids knocking your door even though the lights are off and you're completely silent in there?
Yeah, we will. And that's my dog is not a fan of just people coming up to the door unless I have them prepped to have treats ready for her. Halloween is kind of a nightmare night for us.
Let's test out Jeter, see how he does with... Hello?
Look, he's running to where you're at.
It's me, silly dog.
I don't think he's mad. He's just like, a person for me?
He's like, so we knock on the door, we'll go check it out.
That's the best sound ever.
Is that the pizza guy? I love when the pizza
guy. All right, so Jeter is available at the ARL starting at 11 a.m. Go down there and meet him. And the Great Iowa Pet Expo is this Sunday, 1 to 3 at the fairgrounds. Mike Seabreck from the ARL, we appreciate it as always.
Thank you for having us. Come up and meet Jeter at the ARL, please.
Go